Revelation chapter 5.
I saw a scroll on the right side of the one who was sitting on the main throne. The scroll had writing on both sides of it. It was sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel. He was announcing this loudly: "Who is worthy to open the scroll, to break its seals?" But there was no one in heaven, on earth, or under the earth who could open the scroll. No one could look inside it. I was in tears because no one could be found. No one was worthy to open the scroll. No one could look inside it. One of the 24 elders said to me, "Don't cry. Look, the lion from the tribe of Judah has been victorious. He is the descendant of David. He will open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb standing there. It looked as though it had been killed. It was very close to the main throne and the four beings, surrounded by the elders. It had seven horns and seven eyes. These are the seven spirits of God sent to the whole earth. It came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne. When it did this, the four beings and the 24 elders fell down in front of the Lamb. Each of them had harps and golden bowls full of incense. These are the prayers of the holy people. They sang a new song: "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were killed. You used your blood to buy back some people for God, from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You changed them into a kingdom and priests for our God. They will rule over the earth." I looked, and I heard the sound of many angels, the four beings, and the 24 elders around the main throne. The number of them was thousands of thousands and 10,000s of 10,000s. They shouted, "The Lamb who was killed is worthy to receive power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and praise." And I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and in the ocean, and everything that is in them. They said this: "The praise, the honor, the glory, and the power belong to the one who is sitting on the main throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." The four beings said again and again, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped.